Latina,
fuera Yanquis de América Latina,
fuera sionistas de Palestina,
fuera sionistas de Palestina,
Yanquis de América Latina,
fuera Yanquis de América Latina,
fuera sionistas de Palestina,
fuera sionistas de Palestina.
De América Latina,
fuera Yanquis de América Latina,
fuera sionistas de Palestina,
fuera sionistas de Palestina,
Yanquis de América Latina,
fuera Yanquis de América Latina,
fuera sionistas de Palestina,
fuera sionistas de Palestina.
Palestina, hermano, el mundo te da la mano. Palestina, hermano, el mundo te da la mano. Palestina, hermano, el mundo te da la mano. Palestina, hermano, el mundo te da la mano.
It's for a radio station in Palestine called Radio Hadar.
Okay.
Just what's going on? Why are you here?
Okay. Yeah. Well, first of all, because these guys, the British Empire created the Zionist entity 75 years ago. The whole responsibility of the mess of the genocide that's been taking place right now in not just in Gaza, also in West Bank, the Roland Heights, etc. It's a responsibility of these people.
The British Imperial.
In first place. Secondly, obviously, the American imperialism and the continental colonial powers of Europe. And we have to reveal the role that these guys had 75 years ago. Well, even before, because this is a project, a colonial project since the 19th century. So there's not just the Zionist responsibility, there's also the paper that of both Anglo empires and also the European powers.
Can you describe what's happening? Like, where are we? What for people who are listening, what they see if they're here?
Well, right now we are seeing multitudes of people, Mexicans and maybe other from other places, marching in the main avenue of Mexico City. This is the seventh march since 3 months ago. And right now, more or less, there are 3,000 people, maybe walking some kilometers right away. More people will come. And we have to protest. We have to make this visible and show that the Palestinian struggle is like the Palestinian struggle represents the struggle of all the peoples, of all the free peoples. And the struggle of the people of Palestine is a struggle of the people of Latin America.
So last question.
Yeah.
So like, if you could just talk about like how it's been in the last months, because you mentioned this is the seventh demonstration.
Yeah.
It's really hard to like keep the momentum, right? So how has it been? And like, it's pretty impressive. There's so many people protesting. If you could just talk about how it's been feeling for you. I think you've been at many of the protests.
Yeah. Well, of course. I mean, there's like the people became tired. But there is no comparison between the how we are tired between the people of Gaza. I mean, the people of Gaza witnessing the killings of their family, the destruction of their property and their rights. So we will continue. Maybe, I don't know, in the future, because we are talking about 3 months of continuously genocide against the Palestinian people. More than approximately 25,000 people have been killed, so it's nothing compared to this.
Sure.
No, it's a little effort compared to them.
There's also like a link between what's happened to Mexico historically with U.S. imperialism and what's happening with. It's okay. Sorry. What's happening with Palestine?
Yeah.
So yeah, just quickly, like, I think people might not obviously understand that connection, but it's important.
That connection is between Mexico and Palestine. We were the first victims of the American imperialism. Well, the second ones, because the original peoples of North America were the first
victims.
Indigenous peoples were the first victims. Secondly, we were next, because they took half our territory and incorporated to the expansionism of U.S. imperialism in 1847. And the project goes with the hand with the project of the expansionism of the other Western powers, such as the British Empire, that created the Zionist entity. So there are struggles that we can understand the struggle of Palestine without explaining the struggles of the peoples of the world, including Mexico.
Respect.
That it's been like all our history, independent history, has been marked by the struggle against U.S. imperialism. That the embassy is right here, two blocks away. So
the sun just came out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hope the sun comes out for the people of Palestine.
Respect. No, hello, bil Medinat Mexique. بحكي من هون ومظاهرة وكل شيء.
نحكي من شارع ريفورما من أكبر وأهم الشوارع المكسيكية. شو كمان؟ نحن متظاهرين ومتضامنين مع الشعب الفلسطيني
وكمان شعب فلسطيني. If you have a message for them,
الشعب المكسيكي متضامن ومتظاهر وقلبنا معاكم ونتمنى النصر ونتمنى الحرية للشعب الفلسطيني ونحن معكم ونتعلم منكم ومعكم والله ينصر فلسطين.
So we're here downtown Mexico. There's people gathered to support Palestine. What are you seeing and how does it make you feel?
Well, we are very worried about people in Gaza. It's been 75 years now that they are suffering colonization and apartheid. It's an apartheid regime. And now it's awful that it's been 3 months and people are dying every day. People are being bombed. So in Mexico, we support Palestine. We have a tradition in supporting Palestine. And now, I'm very happy that my country reacts this way, and that also the government pronounced and spoke out against genocide together with Chile. So we will keep fighting.
You talked about the long tradition of people supporting Palestine. Can you talk about what's happening now? The protests don't happen like out of nothing. Like people been supporting Palestine and Mexico for many years.
Yes, I think it's because Palestine represents the struggle against colonization and imperialism. And of course, against the power of the U.S., which is always present in all over the world, trying to colonize everything, trying to keep control in every country. So we feel like we feel
solidarity,
and we feel the same. So we think that the same that happens in Palestine happens in Latin America to us. So that's why.
The last thing is just for people who are hearing this in Palestine, maybe you can share some words in English and a bit in Spanish.
Hearing in Palestine, I would like to say that we are always thinking about you. We keep listening to the news, watching your videos and sharing information. We do as much as possible against the imperialism, and we will keep asking our governments to support Palestine.
And a bit in Spanish?
I want to say something in Arabic. أنا أحكي عربي واشتغلت مع لاجئين فلسطينيين وسوريين وأنا معكم 100% أنا كل يوم فكر فيكم.
Hi, my name is Antonio, and right now I'm at a pro-Palestine rally at La Angel de la Independencia. It's a very famous Mexican monument. It has a lot of tourists draw to it. There's a lot of people here who are not pro-Palestine. They were just stopping by and they're seeing what's happening. I think I'm here because I have a very strong commitment to a more just world, a world where there is less violence between core and periphery nations and kind of settler colonial project that has begun with the West. And just as the U.S. took land from Mexico, the state of Israel, with the help of Great Britain and the U.S., was able to steal Palestinian land. One set of my grandparents were Purépecha land defenders. They were displaced from Michoacán because of political economic violence. My grandfather was actually killed. On the other side of my family, I have parents who escaped the Holocaust. My great-grandfather was killed in a concentration camp. So I have no qualms about where I am standing in terms of being on the right side of history. I do think the state of Israel represents Judaism. I stand with people who are oppressed across the world, the people who are being displaced and continue to be displaced. And I believe a better world consists of one in which Israelis and Palestinians will actually be safer by eliminating Zionism, which is not Judaism. And I'm here just out of solidarity, because I think in order to make a better world, international solidarity is possible. You cannot limit struggles to just one place and time. Borders, migration, all these things separate the capitalist class from the working class, citizens from non-citizens. So I think it's really important that we see these struggles as being deeply interconnected, and that we don't just see these struggles as happening elsewhere or those happening to other people, but we see these as things that, even if we don't see that they could happen to us, we do it out of the goodness of our heart and out of a genuine empathy for the people of the world.
The last few months, people have been joining protests in incomparable numbers around the world to support Palestine. And a lot of people are expressing, you know, that sense of solidarity you're talking about. What you're saying is so far from the position, like, of the Biden administration, for example. Can you just talk about, like, for people who are listening who feel maybe sometimes disheartened or maybe are feeling less motivated to go out to protest because it seems that what's said on the streets is so far from what's said in the halls of power?
So it is very true. I mean, I think there's definitely this misconception from a lot of people that there's a strong difference between kind of quote-unquote liberal Biden or Democratic Party politics versus the far right. There clearly are differences in rhetoric and in policy as well. However, in terms of global conquest, you have to say there's more similarities than there are differences. For people who are disheartened, I would say is that one, just because you don't think you're going to see changes happen in your lifetime, it's still the right thing to do, and that you should still go out and do it because it's the right thing to do, not because you might not see it, you might not necessarily see the fruits of your labor, but it's still worth doing anyway. The other thing I would say is that people in Palestine are remarkably invigorated by seeing these kind of footage and seeing these kind of clips and hearing about this stuff all across the world. People in Palestine have a remarkable sense of awareness of what's going on. Where I'm from in Olympia, there's someone who went to Rafah and put her body in front of homes that were being bulldozed. Her name was Rachel Corey. There's a cafe named after her in Palestine. There's a street named after her. There's murals of her everywhere. So I think she is still a hero. And just because people in Palestine don't know our names, or just because the Biden administration doesn't know our names or respect our positions, it doesn't make it any less valuable to come out here. If everyone had this attitude that nothing I can do to make a difference, then we might as well just go home and accept any kind of bad thing that happens to the world. So I think in terms of feeling like whether or not you can make a difference in the immediate, I think is less important than saying that you're doing the right thing and you're doing what's right in your heart to try and stop a genocide. And I would say never let anyone make you feel bad for trying to stop a genocide.
The last thing, can you just describe what's happening right now for people who are listening? Sometimes people can forget like how amazing it is that there's been these protests in so many cities around the world.
So yeah, there's like, it looks like around, it's hard for me to do math, but maybe 200 people. It's in one of the busiest roundabouts in downtown Mexico. I'm sure there's people who are not paying attention, who are driving around annoyed by the disruption, but I think it's like very powerful. To me, it's incredible actually seeing it underneath the site of the El Ángel de Independencia. I feel as though it's like a great awakening in terms of Palestinian kind of solidarity here. I think it could be the foundation of maybe people making a greater connection between, you know, settler violence against the people of Palestine and also kind of companies like Elbit that sell drone technologies on the U.S. southern border. So what I see is something that's very inspiring, and I think there is going to be continued growth, and I hope that the movement stays strong. From the U.S. to Mexico to all Latin America, I think hopefully we're seeing a global awakening and a global kind of international consciousness and solidarity.
Thank you.
Oh yeah, thank you.
J'ai posé les questions. En fait, maintenant, nous à les centres-villes de Mexique, ça c'est une petite manifestation en solidarité avec la Palestine. Vous êtes là avec un drapeau palestinien. Clairement, les gens mobilisés partout dans le monde pour les droits humains en Palestine. Et juste dis pourquoi vous êtes ici aujourd'hui.
Et je suis venu ici en tant que Français à Mexico, en tant que touriste, et j'ai voulu directement venir à cette manifestation parce que pour moi c'est une cause qui est de plus en plus importante, de respecter les idées de chacun et surtout de ne pas avoir de réponse disproportionnée de la part d'Israël. Ils ont reçu une attaque, il y a des réponses qui peuvent être à voir, mais des crimes de guerre ont été faits, il faut que ça se sache auprès du plus grand nombre. Et on est là du coup pour faire savoir tout ça et puis pour dire qu'il faut arrêter l'escalade militaire et que la guerre cesse au plus vite.
Une demande simple et à la base de les droits humains, c'est une demande pour les cessez-feu.
Voilà, c'est ça.
Et j'ai participé à la manif à Paris en octobre. Et beaucoup de gens demandaient pour les cessez-feu. Et encore, les États-Unis disent non, c'est pas bien. Juste expliquer pourquoi c'est important pour les gens manifester. Moi, je pense, je ne sais pas si c'est certain, les manifs en France pour demander pour les Sisyphes, pousser les gouvernements pour dire ça.
En France, alors j'ai pas participé à une manifestation là-bas, mais l'idée c'est que l'Israël a une réponse totalement disproportionnée. La France a la chance d'être un peu moins rattachée aux États-Unis, d'avoir ses propres idées et de pouvoir influencer sur un cessez-le-feu. Il y a des discours qui ont eu lieu, des discussions qui ont eu lieu, mais on sent que le gouvernement appuie pas assez pour vraiment avoir un cessez-le-feu. Des aides humanitaires ont été envoyées depuis des avions militaires de la France. Donc il y a ça qui a été fait, mais ça reste pas suffisant. Et donc de manifester, ça permet du coup au plus grand nombre d'être conscient et d'avoir une voix plus grande sur nos gouvernements.
Exactement. Merci pour dire ça. Just in English, can you describe what are we seeing right now? Like what's in front of us? Just for people who are listening who are not here.
Yes, so we are one of the most important place in the city, in the capital, which is the Ángel de la Independencia. And there is like nearly hundreds of people manifesting in front of the monument. So there is a lot of traffic. Everyone is seeing the flags, the Palestinian flag, all the messages on the images. And there is quite a big people now. So that's great. And after we are going to make a walk and to see if other people will join us.
Okay, thank you.
You're
and en espagnol? Okay, poquito.
Andale.
Oh, just a description de manifestación en solidaridad avec la Palestine. Por qué tú ici? Por qué tú ici?
Pues más que nada por darle voz a las personas que no pueden hacerla. Yo no soy de la ciudad, pero vivo afuera, en otro estado, y siempre quise manifestarme en contra de un genocidio, porque creo que es un buen paso darle voz a más personas que no pueden hacer.
Sí, muchos pueblos mexicanos, solidaridad avec le pueblo palestinien, ¿por qué?
Creo que es más que nada simpatizar con las personas y poderle, pues, no sé, simplemente simpatización, porque uno no puede, ellos no tienen voz y nosotros somos los que podemos hacer por ellos.
Sí. Solidaridad sin fronteras.
Sí, exacto. Sí.
Okay. Gracias. Sí. So we're downtown. And there's a group that's gathered to support Palestine. Maybe first you could just describe what's happening and also maybe how you remember these protests for Palestine that have been happening in Mexico City.
Well, actually, it hasn't happened for a long time. It's the first time I hear everyone's like gathering here to protest for Palestine. I learned about this protest in Instagram with an account that's called Boycott. And well, we're basically trying to boycott everything that the government's supporting, you know? Like the fact that they are supporting the US and the US is financing them with weapons and so on.
Them meaning the Israeli state.
Yeah, exactly. So, well, we're here just like to know, speak up for those who can't. And we're hoping everyone notices. We're trying to, you know, make an impact here, and I think it's a good cause.
So when you say speak up for those who can't, what do you mean? Like, what comes to your mind?
Well, a lot comes to my mind. First of all, like, you know, all the deaf people that have been like victims in the war, all the children that have died, and I know there's a lot of countries or people who are scared to speak up, you know, because they may get into trouble. So I think it's brave for the ones who are speaking, and we're trying to support and encourage people to do so.
For people who are hearing this but obviously aren't seeing what's happening, can you just describe where we are and what you see?
Well, we are in a monument called El Ángel de la Independencia here in Mexico City, and we're starting to gather. It's early, I think, but yeah, it's a few people, but I hope more come.
Okay. Would you like to also share a bit about why you're here in Spanish for those listening who are Spanish speakers?
Sure. Pues estamos aquí para apoyar la causa pro-Palestina porque no todo el mundo está consciente del daño que se está haciendo y no sale lo suficiente en las noticias. Entonces, a través de las redes sociales queremos hacer un impacto.
Et l'importance de solidaridad sin fronteras.
Sí. Justo. Creo que no hay fronteras cuando se trata de el humano. Todos tenemos derecho a vivir y todos tenemos derecho a protestar si hay masacres en cualquier parte del mundo.
Gracias. Thank you.
Sí. No de nada.
Cada domingo nosotros estamos aquí. Principalmente estoy yo con mis hijos apoyando. Yo no soy una persona religiosa, yo no creo que esto se trate de religión, tampoco creo que esto se trate de Hamás. Me queda claro, porque obviamente no veo los medios de comunicación si no me informé más, que esto se trataba 100% de un mero genocidio y una conquista territorial. Entonces los demás son puros pretextos, que en cualquier momento nos pueden ocurrir incluso a nosotros los mexicanos, que estamos tan pisoteados por Estados Unidos. Nosotros, nuestro país está lleno de judíos sionistas. Se vinieron a México. Las empresas más grandes de este país son judíos sionistas. Y nosotros al día de hoy somos sus empleados, sus constructores, somos sus esclavos. Nuestra futura presidenta, si es que votaran por ella, sería una judío sionista, que es Claudia. A mí me atemoriza muchísimo eso. ¿Por qué? Porque en cualquier momento Estados Unidos nos podría hacer lo mismo que está haciendo en Palestina. Terminar de conquistar nuestro territorio solamente por recursos económicos. Entonces, nos queda claro que los medios de comunicación están transmitiendo lo que le conviene a Estados Unidos. Pero no es necesario. Yo sigo a un periodista que se llama Motaza Saiza, me parece, y a través de él pude ver lo que estaba pasando ahí dentro y después con más periodistas. Desde que todo empezó, comencé a investigar y vi que todo era un pretexto para el genocidio y la conquista del territorio palestino. Sí. Siendo que a Israel se les regaló prácticamente ese territorio por pena después del Holocausto. Y hoy en día están haciendo lo que se predijo que iban a hacer. Dominar el espacio, dominar el gobierno, dominar las redes de comunicación, dominar los medios de comunicación. Hoy en día, estas personas sionistas sí están conquistando los medios, el espacio y el mundo. Entonces, es una cuestión que debería de preocuparnos al mundo entero, porque nos están comiendo.
L'importance de solidaridad sin fronteras contre esa colonización aquí.
Sí. La importancia. Yo creo que los mexicanos somos muy empáticos porque hemos sido conquistados y hemos sido esclavizados. Y como te comentaba, a mí me queda claro que formamos parte de la esclavitud de los judíos sionistas dentro de nuestro país. Y tenemos miedo de lo que ocurra con el resto del mundo. Somos empáticos, nos damos cuenta, aquí hay muchas religiones, muchos colores, y nosotros no somos racistas, nosotros no creemos en las fronteras porque nosotros también emigramos. Sí. Y a nosotros también nos quitaron parte de nuestro territorio. Entonces nos sentimos muy identificados.
Gracias.
De nada.